Hello, welcome to the English News Center Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, Chairman of the National Assembly Vương Đình Huệ arrived in from Chiang Phong International Airport in Phnom Penh on November 19 morning, beginning his official visit to Cambodia and attendance in the 43rd Asian Inter-Parliamentary Assembly, or AIPA-43. The trip is made at the invitation of President of the Cambodian National Assembly and AIPA-43 Chair Samdet Han Sorin. This is the first official visit to Cambodia by Huệ as Chairman of the Vietnamese National Assembly. It aims to deepen the good neighborliness traditional friendship, comprehensive, long-term, and sustainable cooperation between the two countries. Vietnamese President Nguyễn Xuân Phúc and his spouse on November 18 packed a courtesy call to Thái Kinh Maha Vajiralongkorn and Queen Suthida as part of the state leaders' official visit to Thailand and attendance in the 29th APEC Economic Leaders Week. Welcoming President Phúc, the King congratulated Vietnam on its post-COVID socio-economic development and recovery. For his part, the Vietnamese leader said he is embraced by Thailand's growth after the pandemic and believes that under the wise regime, reign of the king and the efforts of the royal government and people, the nation will thrive further and increase its role in the regional and global arenas. Attending and speaking at the 40th anniversary of Vietnamese Teachers Day, November 20th, organized by the Ministry of Education and Training in Hanoi, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính affirmed the tradition of steadiness and respect for teachers, religion and respect for talents are deeply human values of our nation, is an important factor creating Vietnamese wisdom, Vietnamese morality, Vietnamese culture and people. Throughout the nation's story, be deferential and to the teacher and respect their morals has always been a preserved tradition, a unique cultural feature formed and cultivated over many generations, contributing to the creation of the people's civilization. In the mind of every Vietnamese, the image of a teacher is always highly valued and respected, typically in all classes of society. The teaching profession is honored by society as the noblest job. This is the sharing of Mr. Trần Việt Trường, Chairman of Kandasari People's Committee, at the meeting with teachers of Lê Đức Trọng High School for the Gifted on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of Vietnamese Teachers' Day. The top leader of the Study People's Committee affirmed, in the overall achievement of the education and training sector, we have to mention the role of Lê Đức Trọng High School for the Gifted, the unit that has contributed many achievements in training high-quality human resources for the city and the country in recent years. With a sense of responsibility, dedication, and enthusiasm for the profession, teachers of the school have made a significant contribution in training generations of students with knowledge and active integration worthy of shouldering the responsibility of being the future owner of the country, contributing to creating a beautiful image of Kentucky people, intelligence, dynamic, kindness, chivalry, elegance. In order to help students consolidate and improve their knowledge, equip learning methods, scientific research, and create conditions for students to assess knowledge about scientific research from which to apply knowledge to solve specific problems in the real life, this morning, November 19, Kansas City Union, the Vietnamese Students Association of Kansas City coordinated with University in the city to hold the opening ceremony of the first conference on scientific research among students in the Mekong Delta in 2022. The conference held from August 25, 2022 to December 24, 2022 is a practical activity to successfully celebrate the 11th Ho Chi Minh Communist Youth Union Congress in Kansas City, welcome the 12th National Congress of Ho Chi Minh Communist Youth Union for 2022-2027. The conference has attracted 300 scientific studies by authors and groups of authors from universities and colleges in the Mekong Delta region, focusing on 7 key scientific fields such as nature, technology, medicine, health, society, humanities, education, economy, agriculture, fishery. Accordingly, the studies will be reported at the symposiums that will take place from now until December 24, and the awarding summaries will be conducted. 25 years after joining the Club Internet, November 19, 1997, November 19, 2022, Vietnam's Internet has developed strongly. The usage rate reaches over 70% of the population. As of November 2022, about 5,093 accommodation establishments in Vietnam earned the Booking.com Sustainable Tourism Badge, more than 7 times the number nearly a year ago. That's all for the English News of Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.